President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. And in that plea, we learned that the president was more involved in discussions about a possible business deal in Russia during the campaign than previously reported. This is yet another piece in the Justice Department's special counsel investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, led by former FBI Director Robert Mueller. For what this news means for Trump and the investigation, we are joined once again by Ryan Goodman. He's a former special counsel to the Department of Defense and editor-in-chief of Just Security. Ryan, thanks for coming back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So this story about Michael Cohen, and we also learned this week accusations by Robert Mueller that Paul Manafort had lied to the special counsel even after he had made a plea deal with them. These are both coming out this week. Is this a coincidence that this is all happening a week after the president submitted answers to the questions that Mueller's been looking for some time?
So it could be a coincidence. It would be a very strange coincidence. For one, on Manafort's side, it does appear as though he was communicating with the president's lawyers, informing them about his interactions with Mueller's team. So it looks as though the president might have been waiting to complete his written responses until it became very clear that it had all fallen apart with Manafort. So he'd gotten as much as he wanted out of Manafort. On the other side, there's suspicion that maybe Mueller's team was waiting for the president to submit his written answers, and then after that point, they would move forward with other parts of the case that would demonstrate their knowledge about facts that the president might have dealt with in his responses.
Right. So that it were the responses that the president gave basically some of the missing pieces that Mueller has been waiting for?
It sounds that way. Unfortunately, you know, the only sources of information we really have are Trump's lawyers, and they're not necessarily the most reliable sources of information. But they do say that he was asked, the president was asked specifically about this Moscow Tower deal, the very project that is the source and the content of the Michael Cohen plea, and he was asked the same kinds of questions that Michael Cohen pled guilty to having lied to Congress about. So the big question is, does the president's written responses to Mueller about that Moscow Tower, is it contradicted by his former lawyers, now statements in federal court under oath?
So that's the question, too, that the president raised in a tweet this morning from Buenos Aires when he says, I get it. I'm a very good developer, happily living my life. I see our country going in the wrong direction, to put it mildly. Against all odds, I decide to run for president and continue to run my business. Very legal and very cool. Talked about it on the campaign trail. Lightly looked at doing a building somewhere in Russia, put up zero money, zero guarantees, and didn't do the project. Witch hunt. Obviously, what he's saying is, look, big deal. I'm a businessman. I was looking at businesses. I didn't collude. That this has nothing to do with the original Mueller investigation.
So I think we could bracket for the moment just a separate question, which is if the president lied to the country while he was running for office, saying at the time that he had no deals with Russia at all and he had, quote unquote, stayed away from Russia, I think that's a serious political concern. But down to the question of, does this have anything to do with the legal investigation into possible collusion with Russia? I think the answer is that it has everything to do with it. In fact, that's partly why Cohen said that he lied, because he knew about the nexus and the connection to the Russia investigation. And there are other parts of the public record. For example, the person that Cohen was dealing with, Felix Sater, the New York Times was given or leaked to the New York Times was the email from Sater to Cohen setting up this deal, in which he said, we can get our boy elected. I'll get Putin, to work for this. In other words, he explicitly drew the connection between the Moscow Tower deal and Russian support for the Trump campaign in order to get Trump elected. Also, the BuzzFeed story that really a lot of this originated from, a terrific investigative report in May of this year, said in it that two federal agents said that the very people Cohen was dealing with on the Moscow Tower deal were also Russian officials who were involved in, Russian persons involved in campaign interference. So I think the nexus is directly there. It would be derelict for Robert Mueller not to look into it, and especially if somebody is lying about it.
Does there, though, in order for this to be actual collusion for the president to be under legal threat, does there need to be a direct link between Michael Cohen and telling the president this, or the president instructing Michael Cohen to do this? If Michael Cohen's just going out on his own because he has a general sense of what the president, then candidate, wanted, is that enough for Mueller to conclude that there was collusion with Russia?
So I think two parts in answer to the question. First, I think that's right. There has to be a connection to Trump himself. That's why it's also very important that part of the plea is that Cohen admits he lied to Congress when he said that he only spoke to Trump about it three times. And he says it's actually much more than three times, was more than three times. So that's definitely important that it connects directly to Trump and that he had knowledge about this deal going on at the time. And then the second is, I would just say that on its own, I don't think this is enough for collusion, but it fits in an important piece of the puzzle. It suggests something of a quid pro quo. It indicates something of Putin's leverage over Trump, both through the carrot and the stick of the Moscow Tower deal. My only point is that it's part of the puzzle, not that it completes any puzzle on collusion, but it's very important.
Right. So it seems like after being dormant for some time or being quiet for some time, there's been a lot of movement in these last couple of weeks here from Mueller, and obviously Manafort and Cohen being the most high profile. Does this suggest to you that we're going to see some maybe indictments or other legal action taken very soon?
So I think there's going to be other legal action taken very soon. I don't know whether or not it'll be under seal and then not available to the public. You know, just another data point of this past week is the draft statement of offense that Mueller drew up against one of the Roger Stone affiliates, Jerome Corsi. So that's also something that suggests Mueller is very far along in different parts of this investigation, and they were already preparing a plea agreement with Corsi with this very developed statement of offense about the WikiLeaks document releases and the Podesta emails. So I think he's been doing a lot of work during this quiet time that led up to the election.
But we don't know yet if the Corsi and Stone will be something more significant, will help us with this puzzle, fill it in more.
We don't know. I think close observers think that Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone will be indicted soon. Whether or not we know that, because it could be a secret indictment or sealed indictment, is a separate question. But all the activity that Mueller has generated around subpoenaing and interviewing Roger Stone's associates, and now we know that he drew up a statement of offense for one of them, suggests that that would be something that's going to happen over the short term.
Ryan Goodman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ryan Goodman is an editor-in-chief of Just Security and former special counsel to the Department of Defense.